what's going to happen in the future? The government's, you know, okay, we pay our taxes now, but they've got to know what's going to happen in the future. This is what is anticipated. The big belts of esophageal cancer are Scotland, okay? And of course, as you can see over here, a very red hot area. It's not so bad in England, but that's where most esophageal cancer comes. That's quite interesting. But there's going to be an increase in esophageal cancer. We're anticipating a lot more patients. Why? Increased risk, maybe because of 15%, but the increase is predominantly due to an aging population. Okay, an aging population is going to cause us problems. Well, you say, well, maybe esophageal cancer will, you know, instead of Spanish flu or whatever flu clearing out the nursing homes, maybe esophageal cancer will do it. And, well, you know, young people can come through and flourish. But that's not quite how our society is geared up. The other thing is, of course, well, of course, there's Culloden, so this may wipe out the Scottish for us. So there we go. We didn't need the Butcher of Cumberland going up there. But I'm Scottish, so I'm anxious in preserving that group of phenotypes. Let's look at the...